Yes?
Governor Brown's calling from 90.
Yes, Governor.
Thank you. President?
Yes? Yes, Governor?
How are you, Mr. President?
Fine, hope you are.
I'm in excellent shape. We have a little political difficulty, but...
Well, you can always work it out.
We'll overcome that.
I know you will.
Tell you what I'm calling. I'm calling you on this regional plan of water development because it's coming up on Wednesday. And I think it poses real problems for all of us, Arizona, California, and the president. If Senator Hayden's bill on Central Arizona goes through, you'll be faced with the question of signing it. You voted for it, I understand, it, on two other occasions. I really think you can get it through the Senate. He may be able to get it through the House now. But this regional water plan that they've worked out is... doesn't make anybody happy, and I'm supporting it over the opposition of some of my Southern California people. But we can't, and I understand that Lee White in your office is supporting it, but the Budget Bureau will not give it approval, and there's going to be a hearing, I think, on Wednesday. And I do wish, and I really believe that this is a long-range answer to the problem with California losing that lawsuit. We're spending $2.5 billion ourselves to develop our own water program out here, but we just can't take care of Arizona with their Central Arizona project and take that water away from us without some compensation here. And I do think Stu has done a great job over great difficulties, and if we could ever move this along, I think it'd be the answer to everything. And if you and I together would work on it, and Senator Hayden, I know, would go for it too if he felt that the Budget Bureau was... would support it. The thing that he's afraid of is that he'll get bogged down in this regional plan, and his Central Arizona program will go sky high. But if he knew this thing would move along, from a conversation I had with him, some months ago, I would say that I haven't talked to him recently, and I certainly wouldn't want to speak for him. But if you and I and Senator Hayden, Senator Kiko, Stu Udall, and sensible people in Arizona went along with this thing, why, we could really make some progress in the years ahead. Now, I understand that Dwight in your office, I don't know him, is not unfavorable to it.
I don't know, Pat, let me look into it. Where'd you get that information?
Well, I can't tell you where I got it, but this probably came to me from my people in water resources.
Yeah.
This, you see, we've been the after we lost Arizona versus California.
Yeah.
Then Udall came up with a program which was unacceptable to California. We made we made 29 specific suggestions. They accepted all of those suggestions, or not in their total, but enough to move it along. We've talked to some of the people in Arizona, and they're not unfavorable to this. Now, there is some Southern California diehards that will oppose anything, and we'll never be able to get along with them.
What does Hayden say to you, though?
I can't tell you what he says to Udall, but in a conversation I had with Udall, no, I didn't have it with Udall, I'm trying to put together all these conversations. Hayden has let it be known that he's afraid that the Budget Bureau will not approve the regional plan, and therefore he has no alternative but to move ahead with Central Arizona.
How much money is involved in the regional plan?
I can't tell you. It's considerable, and I think that's the reason they're holding back. The reason they're holding back is on account of the tightening of the budget this year. But it's whatever it is, it's a self-liquidating project. every one of these things are economically feasible. There's no.
Well, it's not going to get very far in the Senate for 2 or 3 months because they got another little item up there that's going to take some time, and we'll have time to talk about it and think about it and look at it. I don't want to send up any more huge budget estimates in the light of my deficit problem. I've got about $4.5 billion deficit now, and I don't want to add any more to it because if I do, I've got some grave consequences, and I'll break faith with the folks who went along with the tax bill. But I don't imagine it's going to get too much speed in the Senate because they've got civil rights there and going to be there for 2 or 3 months.
That's right. I don't know what they're having the hearings for, though. Now, the hearings are...
Well, they can't have much hearing because they're meeting.